Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Fantasy Football Noise. We are back for the new year with me personally in the studio, Mr. Steve Baker.
Very exciting. Hello, John.
How are you, sir?
Yeah, really good. Thank you. Thank you for dinner.
Great. Yeah, pleasure. You enjoy that?
Really nice. Super. Nice.
Not bad. Gammon, was it, boys?
It was. Hello, Mitch. How are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, chaps. Hello. Sorry I couldn't be there. Good to hear from you.
Would have been nice.
Did you have a nice one, Mitch?
Lovely one, thanks. Yeah. Yeah, very nice.
Went to Lapland. Oh, yeah, of course. Oh, lovely.
So you did. How was it?
Went to see the real Father Christmas.
How was he?
He was lovely. He was very authentic. Very authentic.
Well, he would be. He's the real one. He's the real one, isn't he?
Well, absolutely, yeah.
Is that why he didn't make any transfers and he was shit at fantasy football?
I did make a few transfers, actually. I mean, sounds like we're diving straight into it. Well, I did make one key transfer at the end of game week 18. I'd had enough of Harry Kane, got rid of him. What did that do? Two hat-tricks. Hooray!
Back-to-back hat-tricks. I think we're all in the same boat, aren't we?
I think, actually, we all subbed
we're
Kane
all
at the same point.
Transferred out, not subbed.
Sorry.
Did you sub?
Yeah, I know I transferred.
You got rid. Yeah, we all did, yeah.
Great minds think alike.
Oh, God.
And could I just say at this point, sorry to all the listeners who might have taken our advice when we said that in our game week 18
I think plenty
show.
Of people were in equal train of thought. Mm. Even on the scout cast, one of their guys on there had been campaigning for weeks that on his current form at the time, he didn't need Kane at that time. You could switch him easily for a De Bruyne and a Callum Wilson.
Yep.
For example, and then swap him back for the double game week if you wanted to. But how wrong we were.
Yeah, and then he goes and becomes a bit ill ahead of game week 22 for the Swansea game.
Yeah.
Oh, what a disaster. But I'm pleased to say I've got Kane back in, and I'm hoping for big things tomorrow night. So we should say to the listeners, we're recording this on Wednesday the 3rd of January in the evening, and I'm definitely not watching Arsenal-Chelsea.
Absolutely not watching a minute of it. This is quite a spontaneous recording. We weren't planning on recording till next week, because when we were planning our episodes, we felt that it would be a bit weird to record in the middle of a game week because there's still this game going on and the Spurs-West Ham game, right? Yeah. So we thought, well, let's come back after all the dust has settled over Christmas and do it then and have all the game weeks to review. But we were in demand.
Yeah.
You say demand. Twitter was blowing up, Wayne.
Two
At least
people
two people
asked.
Said, when are you doing the next show?
Dan Solon
and
James Stairs.
And John Emerson.
And John Emerson, I'm so sorry.
Clamouring for us, they were. Clamouring. Beating our door down. Anyway, they asked, we deliver. Here we are.
Now,
I better fucking listen.
Now, I'm in Fantasy Noise Towers this week. And I must admit, I was expecting, whilst being in person, to see a great deal more preparation and production notes.
Hang on a minute, it's been Christmas.
That we've currently got in front of us. There is literally two things written down on a piece of paper.
Well, do you know, it sounds like I've done an awful lot more preparation than you, pair of fuckers, that have been eating your gammon. How did
You've
the crackling
You've done more preparation
out,
than me by turning
way?
Up, Mitch.
Actually, the crackling was perfect. Mm. It was really good.
It was a triumph.
Just to give listeners an insight into our show notes preparation on WhatsApp earlier, rather than sharing what's been happening in the game weeks, you were having a discussion about the perfection of the bloody crackling on your gammon.
Of
it was
key importance.
Time well invested. Mm.
Well, look, shall I tell you a little bit about the head-to-head? Do you want to hear about that?
Oh, let's do yes, it. Should, please, we, go, should yeah. we go through from game week 19?
Yeah, let's do that. So
I've got to have won this.
Remind us where we were.
At the end of game week 18, we were at 8-6-4.
Yes.
Baco, John, me.
Correct.
Game week 19, I had 52 points, John 60, Baco a magnificent 82.
Yes, so my initial get rid of Kane was replace him with Aguero and captain him. So 16 points doubled, so 87 overall.
Yeah, sorry, lovely 87, stuff. Not 82, so even better.
I'm still happy to hit the magic 60, though.
Yeah, it's good. Solid, isn't it?
Yep.
So 9-6-4.
Game week 20, I had 42 points, Baco 65, John 80.
80, lovely. What went well, Jay?
Salah, captain. Sterling chipped in with 11. Alonso was probably the headline. He got me 14. And Ashley Young got 11 as well. So contribution all around, actually pretty good.
Fabulous.
Very happy with that.
But you're still only not even in the top million with 80 points.
Apparently not.
So it was a high-scoring weekend.
154 was the best that week, yeah. Oh,
wowza. Yeah. Salah was good for me over the break as well. I captained him four times, even this week as well. But the three times he was captain for me scored 20, 18 and 28. So
that's pretty tight, isn't it?
A decent choice, yeah.
So that takes the score to 974?
974.
Okay.
974, yeah. Game week 21, 48 for John, 55 for Baco, 60 for me.
Uh-oh, hello. Well done.
Hey, McFly. Yeah.
So what went well for you there, mate?
That was a Salah 28-point captain week, that was.
Lovely. You must have had something else, because I also had Salah captain that week.
KDB, Vardy, and...
KDB got you three, because I've got him as well.
Yeah, I've got KDB.
I'd have to go back to the record. Bear with me.
Well, ideally, yes.
I tell you what, while you do that, I dodged a bullet that week. So
I was going to say, did one of you...
I captained Hazard.
Yeah, who didn't play.
I
saw that the other day.
And I vice-captained Salah.
And also you had someone on the bench with 7 points who came in. You were in the 20s or low 30s or something. Yeah. So you gained something like 21 points through the auto-subbing feature.
Auto-sub, 20 points plus.
Yeah, wow.
Very nice.
Yeah. And you ended up with 55, Rick.
So that,
either of you still
week...
in the cup, by the way?
No.
No, long gone, me too. Cup. Mitch, you out of the cup as well?
Yeah, fuck yeah, second week.
Oh, fuck off.
First week, maybe. Yeah, I think I went out first week. Yeah, I didn't even make a single week. Yeah.
Okay. So, Gordon, who did well for you?
Otamendi, 8.
Mm-hmm.
Vardy, 9. That's about your lot, to be honest. And then Salah with his magnificent 28.
Well, let's just work out where the scores were. Is that 9-7-5?
9-7-5 on the head-to-head.
Perfect.
I tell you one thing that I did do outside of the podcast. I did have a little bet with our good friend Simon Clapperton about the fact that I'd catch him this season. As we've gone through the Christmas break, I've been looking at that and thinking, I've not got a fucking hope.
What odds did he give you?
Oh, no, it's just evens. I bet that I would catch him.
Mitch, he's hundreds of points ahead of you.
About 150, I think. Maybe 200.
Why did you take an even money bet?
But he wasn't that far ahead when I made the bet.
He was. He was.
And he was in free fall.
He's had a good couple of weeks.
He's just kept overtaken me.
Captain Kane, two hat-tricks. He'll never drop Kane.
So, for the record, he is on 1140. You are on 947.
Yeah.
Even if he'd offered you odds of 10 to 1, I would have thought twice about taking that bet. How much did you stake? Tell me you didn't put a tenner in.
Actually, he's quite a heavy drinker. He might have forgotten. Can you edit this bit out?
He's quite a heavy drinker. Well, since we're talking about the fantasy football noise table...
Oh, yeah.
We have a small matter of December's Manager of the Month to announce...
So it was a very, very close run thing.
It was. Should we do it from, should we say, we'll talk about the top four, should we?
Yeah, let's talk about the top four.
Top four from December?
Yeah.
Really? Don't want to talk about? I expected a reaction from you.
Sorry, it's highlighted on the page in front of me.
I thought you might want to talk about the top five.
I didn't see myself.
We'll just do the top four. We'll just do the top four, Steve. Yeah.
I had a cracking month, to be honest. And I think I was about 4 points behind going into game week 21, but 5th in the end with 438.
You'll take that.
Yeah, very much so. And then we've got Mario Mariello with 451. Very, very tight at the top. We've got a new entrant, Salah on your kebab, which is a colleague of mine, Ian Grant, who's a very nice, big, fat Scottish man. with 4-5-2.
Excellent.
And then we've got the chubby funsters who fell at the last hurdle.
Didn't he do that last month as well? He was just picked by Roger Valhammer.
Finished second 2 months in a row.
Who, incidentally...
Still hasn't got his fucking mug.
Hasn't he?
No.
Oh, that's a shame. But what I was going to say was, since we featured him on the show,
he's fallen. For those listening, John is scrolling down, way down the list to try and find Roger.
I'm purely looking at December, but for December's performance, Roger Valhammer is not first. He's 41st.
Oh, big Rog.
Come on, Roger, pick your heels up.
So that means, all of this means...
for the month.
That... top of the tree
for December.
For December is Mr. Stuart Ginger Harrington with 465 Ripple. Fantastic effort, Stu. That means
our
guest next week must be Stuart Harrington.
Got to get back on.
Yeah.
And pleasingly, he's already got a mug, so we don't need to give him another one of our mugs in stock. Thankfully,
saves a mug. Perfect.
There you go. Perfect.
But this week we can see that he's triple captained Kane.
Well, he might yet be laughing because there's another game to come.
Oh, that's true. Very true.
But quite pleased with his 1 point return so far. So he's effectively triple captained him on a normal game week as opposed to a double one. So that's worked out well for the rest of us mere mortals.
So how are you chaps looking for this week points-wise so far?
Points-wise for myself, I think I'm on 53.
And did you play a chip?
I did.
Which was a?
I went for the free hit chip.
And I can see here that we've got 5 double game week players.
6.
Have you?
I think I had 6, yeah, keeps.
Oh, you've got Adrian as well in nets.
Yeah, which has not worked out too well.
You've got two defensive West Ham players.
Yeah, the reason being they were playing against West Brom, who have a dreadful scoring record. Mm. They were away. They were at home to West Brom. There was a pretty good chance of a clean sheet there.
Mm. Didn't work out though, did it?
As it happened, it didn't. No, smart ass. but even if they don't keep a clean sheet against Spurs, which I'm sure they won't, that's still 4 points for both of them.
And you know, good points. So Arnautovic, I can see in your
save
team.
Save potential. Yes.
And you've gone skipper Arnautovic.
I went Arnautovic skipper. Because there was just a question. I brought Kane in. Kane and Aguero. Is that my previous team?
No, that's
my
team.
Oh, that's yours. Okay. So I brought Kane back in, along with Aguero. I kept Wilson. I kept Sterling. I kept Maguire. So I brought in Adrian Ogbonna, Son, Eriksen, Kane and Aguero and Arnautovic just for the 1 week. And I just thought Arnautovic is guaranteed to start both games, providing he's not injured, whereas I thought Kane was almost certainly going to have reduced minutes, if not miss one altogether, which sort of has proved to be right.
Yeah, we got quite lucky though, didn't we? We were told kind of Monday that Kane was looking a bit dodgy for the Swansea game on the Tuesday night, didn't we? So before the game week closed,
exactly,
we could tell. I went Arnautovic and I went Eriksen as well.
Who did you captain?
But I had a 50-50 between Eriksen and Arnautovic.
See, I was tossing up between Arnautovic and Eriksen and Son. Those three I couldn't decide.
But I like you.
And I wanted a differential.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted, so.
I like you thought that Eriksen would start both.
Yeah.
Did you see just a few weeks ago when West Ham played Stoke and Arnautovic came off? Did you see what Mark Hughes mouthed at him as he came off the pitch?
I didn't.
Because I think Arnautovic had gone to the fans and made the hammers gesture or something like that. And as he came off the pitch, Mark Hughes mouthed at him, "Fucking ungrateful bastard." Allegedly.
Rub it in.
For legal reasons, Baco, maybe you'd like to interject with a legal disclaimer there, as you usually do.
Like what?
I'd no idea that if he didn't say it, we can't be sued by him.
Okay.
Pure speculation on Mitch's part.
For legal reasons, I must point out that that's pure speculation and only an allegation at this stage.
Thank you, Baker. Such a relief to have you around.
You and all your legal clout.
Mitch, how have you gone so far? I should say I'm on 41 points and I'm hoping for... I'm hoping for an Eriksen hat-trick tomorrow night against West Ham, along with an Arnautovic hat-trick. Maybe two, just so that the differential works tomorrow night.
Hat-trick each would be nice, wouldn't it?
No, I don't think a hat-trick for Arnautovic is on. Mitch, how are you doing this game week?
21 points. I've got. It's not been a great week.
And I really wanted to talk to you, Mitch. This is one of the few notes I did make on my phone to myself.
I was going to say, I can't see it in front of you.
Go on.
All these weeks that you've been almost like seeing a mirage of double game weeks and taking action, when we actually get one, we actually get a bona fide double game week, you've made no improvements in your team whatsoever to reflect that.
There's no reference of
the
double game week.
There's not one player in your team playing twice. You haven't got one West Ham player, one Spurs player. Explain.
I just wasn't interested in West Ham or Spurs players because I didn't want to spend points on bringing in Spurs and West Ham players. And
ahead of a double game week? Of course not.
I would have only wanted to transfer them back out again. So, I mean, the one regret I've got is I should have kept Kane in, obviously.
Yeah, but that's hindsight. What we're talking about here is just terrible, terrible game skills.
Terrible planning.
I mean, you must realise that it's worth, if you know someone's going to start twice, it's worth spending 4 points to bring in Eriksen or Arnautovic, surely.
Or at least use your free transfer.
Did he use a free transfer this week?
In truth, no, I've got two in the bank now.
You've forgotten, haven't you?
You forgot.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. In truth, I think I let things get away from me a little bit.
You've prioritised life again, haven't you?
It was New Year. I can't remember. When was I supposed to have made the transfers? Was it New Year's Day?
11:30 on
fair,
Monday.
It was 11:30 New Year's Day. Morning.
Yeah, I was
I think that probably passed by a lot of other casuals.
I was in a terrible state. I really was, yeah. I was good for nothing. I was under a duvet on the sofa watching probably girls' TV.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry to have let you down, but...
You've suffered,
you've
haven't
down,
you? No, you've not let us down.
Just yourself.
But you've suffered from the... From the rotation over the Christmas and New Year period. So you've got Salah, Vardy and Loftus-Cheek, you've all missed out, haven't you?
Yeah. Silva missed a few as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did For you carry him reasons. That whole time?
I did, on Bako's advice, because I said I'm going to get rid of him. And Bako said, oh, that's a bit hasty, don't do that. Should have done it.
Yeah, a month ago.
Not at that level.
Well, 4 game weeks ago. Anyway.
Yeah, exactly. And he missed two as a result of his personal issues.
Was it just two he missed?
Yeah. But you've still got Hazard in the side, and I think the thinking man's fantasy player has ditched Hazard a couple of game weeks ago.
Because he's
now on a run of 3-3-6-2-3 type points. What have we got there, Jay?
Last 7. 2-3-6-3-3-0-1. Well, the one is tonight, but that's a half time. Remains to be seen.
It's going to be Kane all over again, though, isn't it?
I've still got him. But as Wayne rightly sort of says, this is what we did with Kane. We waited. All of us did. We got increasingly frustrated. Mm. And then when we jumped ship, back-to-back funny hat tricks. So
I needed to take drastic action this week. I've been going up the table, but I've missed out and become frustrated with Kane. So I have played my wild card in the first available game week.
So you've not kept it for the double game weeks later in the season?
No, I've got a free hit for later in the season for a double game week, and I can save up. I now feel comfortable that I can start saving up for double transfer game weeks. So that's what I'm going to do for...
Finances-wise?
Saving up finances, yeah. I've got money in the bank, and I'm going to keep either my free hit or a double transfer or spend points for those. I needed to get that lift back up the table.
So what was wrong with your side going into this double game that you felt the need to play that at this point?
So I had Hazard, who I needed to get rid of. I had brought in Aguero instead of Kane. I transferred out Kane 3-4 game weeks ago, missed the double hat-tricks. And I wanted to bring Firmino in, who's the form striker in the league. And I wanted Kane back. Mahrez, I think, is a must now. So they were my four focuses for my wild card. And they were long term, so I did ponder over the free hit. But yeah, that's why I played my wild card.
Mm. I have to say, I may be proven to be wrong. Did you just make four changes? Or those were your four primary?
Those were my four primary. I had to do a couple for finances.
I'm not completely sure that's a good wild card play, to be honest with you.
Really?
Yeah.
So Ericsson's my
kicker.
It's
too early in the season. You've got to go half a season now with no wild card, and a lot can change.
Well, I've got Ericsson and £1 million. So that's the one I'm going to transfer out, I think, in future. Mm. And I think Firmino's going to carry on scoring. Salah's going to carry on scoring. I didn't want Coutinho anymore. Sorry, I had Coutinho in because I think he's going to Barcelona.
Yeah.
So
that's good looking side, don't get me wrong, but I wouldn't want to have burnt my last wild card that
I did
early.
Have a look over the Christmas period while I was having a moment of reflection. I did have a look at the top five in the world and what their strategy was, and all but one of them saved their wild card to game week 14, 13 type number.
Yeah.
And they weren't doing that great before then. They were sort of 400,000 or 500,000, and only in the last 10 game weeks are they now.
I give my right arm to be 400,000 or 500,000.
Now they're 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, having played their wild card appropriately. So there is hope yet for those of us who are struggling, that's for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I would perhaps say is that what they did by playing it in their, say, week 14-ish, they've divided the season into 3/3, haven't they?
Yeah.
And what you've now done is you've taken a punt on the second half of the whole season. So
yeah, fair point.
I hope your side isn't riddled with injuries in about a month.
No, absolutely. I took that decision to play the wild card with the knowledge that the top five in the world had played it in game week 13 or 14, and that the most successful strategy was probably to leave it till game week 28, 29 number after the February cup nonsense and international break and all that jazz. But I've taken a gamble, Jay.
You have. I hope it pays off for you.
No, you don't. You fucking don't hope it pays off.
In a way, I do, and in a way, I very much don't. But no, you are. You've pulled away from me, which is annoying. But it would be quite good if at least one of us does quite well on the show this season. It doesn't look likely to be either me or Mitch. So
no, and I'm thinking of playing my wild card. But I think that discussion that I've just listened in on, very interesting. That I was thinking maybe I should play it in the next week or so. But I think, John, you've just successfully convinced me not to do that, because I'm sitting on 2 free transfers which I've failed to use this week, so I'll use those first judiciously, I hope, and then see how we go after that. No need to rush into it, I don't think.
Definitely not. Keep it up your sleeve, mate, because as you may or may not remember from previous seasons, when it gets to game week 30, usually 32, 33, and there'll be more towards right to the very end, all the teams who go well in the cups will face double game weeks. So they'll have weeks when they don't play, and then there'll be other weeks where they play twice, and there'll be a hat full of teams, and you will want to be able to fill your boots. And most importantly, and this is a strategy that a lot of players use, you always want to keep your wild card to repair your team for the next one. So let's say when the first trench of double game weeks are announced, you start gearing your team up to that as the weeks get closer and closer, one or two transfers at a time. But then what you're going to get is the following game week where you could only field 4 or 5 players. So that's the week where you either play your free hit or your next wild card, so you don't fall into that trap where you've steered everything towards the wild card and then you're stuck.
Because remember as well, before this double game week for West Ham and Spurs, they had no game. So that's right. Likely to be what you're going to see later in the season. So that repair factor is a good point.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm convinced. I'm holding it.
Hold fire.
But the problem is your team is currently shit. That's the other challenge you're going to have. So you're going to lose 20-30 points a week between now and whenever you play your wild card. So I think you need snookers is the euphemism that I would use. But
is that
what I will
fair
say,
that my team's shit? It's all right, isn't it?
Let's have a look.
Come on. So you've got Hazard, who's not on fire. You've got Salah, who let's hope he
We all hope he's
recovers.
Back to health, don't we?
Yeah, okay.
I don't think it's that bad, Mitch. Don't listen to him.
I think the Burnley clean sheet bubble is about to burst. I think it is about to burst. Interestingly,
not sure about Joe Gomez,
the two teams with the best FDR rating over the next 7 game weeks are West Ham and Brighton.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Best fixtures
on the FDR. Average of 2.3 or something.
Where did you see that?
I read it in a blog. Mm-hmm. I looked at him.
You're right on Gomez, John. I'm not sure about him either. But he was, when I made my Kane change and shuffled a few players, I brought in De Bruyne. And I was then looking for the best defender I could get who seemed to be scoring and playing regularly enough.
Yeah.
That might get me some clean sheets, and that was Gomez. I couldn't really afford any of the better defenders.
I mean, Liverpool did go through a really good spell of not conceding at home, didn't they? I lumped in with Robertson and Lovren in the draft game.
You did, I saw that.
And it didn't pay off. It hasn't paid off at all.
How have your fortunes been in the draft game?
Well, much, much better than in the FPL. I'm happy to say. I'm still top. Well, I wasn't top then. John Emerson was top of our little league. I think I was about 20 points off the pace, so I am now top again. The last three game weeks, I have scored 57, 92. That was a pretty tidy week. That was game week 20. 47 last week, and this week, 31 so far, but with quite a few players playing twice.
Since we last spoke, I have got 67, 68, 63... And I'm so far on 16. So nice and consistent in the draft.
Yeah.
And I haven't been making any substitutions. I must admit, it has fallen by the wayside. And every time I get the notifications from you or John saying he has picked up, or Dan, he has picked up so-and-so, I'm thinking, oh, shit, I should have done that. So what?
You get a little notification saying JB has brought in Andy Carroll ahead of his brace.
Yeah, that was really clever.
Did you really?
You're fucking right, I did.
Really clever.
Wow. Saw him sitting there. I thought, oh.
And Lingard just, as well, I think you might. Brought in, didn't you?
I've had Lingard for a few weeks now, yeah.
Yeah.
Say again, mate.
Has Carroll just come back and you saw that he...
Because he played half an hour in the previous 2 weeks and I brought him in. He'd played half an hour and I just sort of thought, double game week. I didn't expect him to play, not. I didn't expect him to score two goals, obviously, but
yeah.
When he plays, he's such a threat.
And you brought in Aurier from Spurs.
Yeah, but again, I just wanted someone that was going to play twice, from a team that was going to play twice, but...
Yeah.
That's not paid off.
That is one of the beauties of draft fantasy. So you can prepare team.
You can have a little dabble.
Especially if it's not one of the top four.
Yeah.
So, for example, West Ham, you're going to be able to pick up two, three West Ham players, aren't you, in the draft without costing you any money, because obviously transfers are free.
Yeah. So I had two Liverpool players. I had Robertson and Lovren, and neither of them were doing very well.
Didn't Lovren get the assist?
He did. I dropped the wrong one.
Gutted.
Yep.
Just on Robertson, I listened back to a couple of episodes over the Christmas holiday. We need to correct ourselves on something. He's not English, he's Scottish. We asked the question
big
of
man.
Ourselves. Yeah. So he's a jock, not an Englishman.
And the wee man did well for Bournemouth on
the
weekend.
He? Yeah, he did. Wee man.
Sorry. Which wee man is that?
Wee man is Ryan Fraser.
Right.
My forward line is my weak spot, as we identified in the draft phase.
Yeah.
So I've sort of dabbled with that most weeks, I would say. So yeah, Carroll coming in is first time for a while that it's worked well. But I have got myself back to the top of the pile, because I've got a strong midfield, got two good keepers, decent defence. So
during the sort of period of change, I was able to pick up Willian and Rudiger.
Willian's done well for you, hasn't
he? Yeah, Willian's done really
you
well.
You tipped him a few weeks back, and I just didn't think he'd get the game time.
Yeah, 17, 18 points he's been getting me in draft.
Rudiger's scored a few, hasn't he, as well?
Yeah, exactly. No, they've done really well for me. But my side is very defensive. So I've got, like, in my midfield, I've got Delf, Young, and Willian, and Doucouré, and then I've got Otamendi, Rudiger, Moses as well. So it's a very defensive side. I need someone to sell me a forward. John? Maybe we can do that.
Yeah, no problem. I will sell you Okazaki.
Okazaki. Okay.
Great little player on his day. Who did you sell me for?
I can give you De Poitre.
Larry
of the breast.
Larry of the breast.
I could swap you. Sale. I've got Tammy Abraham, Baker.
I'm all right for Tammy Abraham, to be honest.
Don't think that's going to fix his problems.
Is he playing anymore?
No.
What's happened to him? He started the season with such promise, and he was lauded by you.
He's always going to be the second striker behind Wilfred Bonny. So when Bonny comes back shortly, Abraham's not going to play so much, and IU's been playing quite well. Mm. And he's also, the last two games since our new manager, Carlos is a jack, has come in He's played Sanchez in a promoted role. He believes in Sanchez, as I did all those game weeks ago.
Give it time.
And, yeah, it didn't...
Did you see his free kick?
It didn't bear fruit in the first two games. He was shit against Watford and against Spurs on Tuesday night. But he believes in Renato. So that's why Abraham's not getting so much game time. And also Ollie McBurnie. So Ollie McBurnie is a reasonable price striker that you should all look out for. So he's been scoring a hatful of goals in the under-23s in the Premier League 2 for us. And he's a really good striker. We tried to loan him out to a Championship side where he would have done really, really well, but he missed the deadline or something on transfer deadline day. So he's back with us and he's had two games in the last two game weeks.
With the greatest respect, I'll probably hang fire on that tip.
Well, if anyone's looking for a cheap striker who's gonna play more games in the coming weeks, it's Ollie McBurnie.
I'll probably wait until he's actually banging them in Premier League 1. If that's all right. All right. Jump into that with both feet on your say so.
Is Renato Sanchez still looking a bit porky?
He's slimmed down a little bit. I saw him against Spurs. I didn't see him very much because he couldn't actually see at the Liberty on Tuesday night because of some fucking hurricane.
It was bleak, wasn't it?
Oh, it was bleak.
It was quite nostalgic in a way, wasn't it? The pitch. Yeah, it was just like, you don't see that anymore. It was literally like...
What, as in muddy goal mouths and that
kind of thing. And I heard them talking about it actually on TalkSport, and they were saying it was a testament to how much the game has moved on since the days when pitches used to be like that all the time, that both teams were still trying to play football on the deck. They weren't just hoofing it up to the big man up front. They were still trying to tap it around and it was going the ball.
All 22 players were drenched. Yeah. They were dripping from head to toe.
Oh, it was bleak.
Oh.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so I'm afraid Renato is still not setting the world alight.
Quite fulfilled your prophecy just yet.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Very quickly, where do we all stand on the crazy congestion period? I know everyone's talked about it. Where do we stand?
I think a professional footballer having to play a game literally 48 hours after the last game is not safe. I think Man City and Guardiola, who've hit the headlines with that sort of narrative, he's done it because he's had a couple of shocking challenges. And you can get that irrespective
of course he could.
How frequently...
By the way, I was at that.
Of course, you went to Palace.
I was at the Palace City game. And that challenge by Puncheon on De Bruyne was the whole crowd, everyone around me went, it was horrific. But
and you were in the Palace end.
I was in with the Palace fans. Yeah, it was great. Me and James Macy. We need to talk about Roy Hodgson, by the way. We will do that in a sec. But that can happen any time. I mean, they were on a break, and if he had to take him off of the team, to be honest, and if he hadn't done it, who knows?
There was attempted murder, though, wasn't it?
It was a shocker.
Did he get sent off?
It really was. But no,
No,
he got booked. I don't think the ref actually saw it himself. I think it was brought back. My stance on the congestion is slightly different to yours. I think it is a bit crazy. But I don't think playing twice in 48 hours is unsafe. Just look at tennis players. You know, Andy Murray will play potentially a five-setter.
Not so much contact in the tennis, the old tennis.
Okay, not so much contact, but fatigue-wise, fatigue-wise, I'm getting at, they have to play every 2 days at a Grand Slam, and they can play for 3, 4, 5 hours, much less 90 minutes. So, but my point is, the reason why I think it needs to be looked at is it's the inequality of it. You have some teams playing after 2 days,
yeah, it's true,
against other teams who've had 4 or 5, sometimes 6 days off.
I think what you have,
just not fair.
No, it's not. And you have a very difficult period for people to set fixtures. And then after those fixtures are set, you have the TV companies in the UK
come in and bollocks it up.
And then come in and say, I want to see Spurs twice in a week, please.
I agree on your use of the word inequality, Jay, but I see it in a different way. That the inequality for me is the big clubs to the small clubs. That someone like Man City, they can play 2 games in 48 hours, no sweat, because they've got 48 players in their squad. Whereas, I don't know, a side like Swansea, let's say, Baker, I'm assuming they have a much, much shallower squad, so they're not going to be able to do the rotation.
Certainly of quality, yeah.
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 Not in terms of number, but quality, yeah, as John said.
Yeah. And yet, Pep played De Bruyne in the first game, straight after that challenge where he was stretchered off, and Sterling, and Otamendi, and Sané, off the top of my head I can remember, all played.
Mm.
So there were loads of players who did play twice, when he's got, like you say, he's more equipped than anyone to change the whole side if you want, and still wipe the floor with whoever they played next. Who did they play next?
Watford,
that's it.
Exactly. Yeah. There we go. What did you want to talk about Roy Hodgson, mate?
Well, we asked on Twitter earlier on today, we announced that we were going to do this spontaneous recording, and we'd said anyone with any comments or questions, and James Macy chipped in with, we've got to talk about Roy Hodgson. And I think he's right, because if we hark back to the episode we recorded when he was first appointed, and we had James Macy on, and I think it had just been announced.
And that was on the back of 4 defeats under Frank the Farmer.
Yeah. And I remember also saying that when Sacco was back and firing, that they wouldn't be on the end of 4 or 5 nil whippings every week, which I was laughed at. And since then, they have had 1 defeat in 11 games, and that was the 3-2 defeat to Arsenal, I believe. So they're up to 14th now.
Yep, 5 wins, 7 draws.
Yeah. So hats off to Roy, I think we have to say.
Yeah, hats off.
Respectfully. And I certainly know one very happy Eagles fan.
Absolutely. Who impressed you at Selhurst Park when you were there?
They defended very well, actually, I have to say. Tompkins was really good.
Mm-hmm. How was Zaha and Loftus-Cheek? Did they both play?
Loftus-Cheek didn't play. Zaha was very good. He had a really good tussle with Kyle Walker, actually.
Yeah.
Kyle Walker won. But Wilf is a decent-looking player, but Walker is so quick. He really is class as well.
Yeah.
So Tompkins was very impressive, and Fosu Mensah, who's on loan, I believe, from Man United, he was really good. And actually, Van Aanholt, who James had previously said to me has been a bit shit this year,
yeah,
he had a good game. They all, I guess, probably when the big teams come to town, they really stepped up. I was very impressed.
And how about the Bosnian lad who I can't pronounce,
Milivojevic?
That's him. He's nice in holding midfield, isn't he?
He's nice. He's a nice lad.
He scored a cracking goal on Tuesday, didn't he?
Worldie, yeah.
Yeah.
What a strike that was.
I'd love to hear our friend Mark Masters try and pronounce that name.
I'm sure he'd have no problem with it at all. I wasn't sure if it was Milivojevic, but it's Milivojevic.
Milivojevic.
Milivojevic, apparently. Very nice. Yes, I'm told. So, it was a shame there were no goals, but there were some good saves, and obviously that penalty save at the end, it was a weak pen, to be fair. I hate it when players tap it down the middle.
Professional footballers.
Yeah. Put it in one of the corners.
Exactly.
Choose a corner.
Pony. All right, so looking... Oh, did we have any other topics that
I think there were some other Twitter questions, were there, Mitch?
There were, just on that one. But when I was looking earlier at the Frank de Boer record, he was in charge for 77 days, I think. Something that amused me slightly is that the shortest ever reign in the Football League is Leroy Rosenia at Torquay. I don't know if you want to guess how long he was in charge for.
An hour?
24 hours.
10 minutes. It just says Leroy Rosenia returned for a second stint at Torquay in 2007, only to find the club had been sold and he'd been replaced by Paul Buckle. Poor bastards. So other questions. In fact, I say other questions. There were questions only from Stairsy. So James,
why
Mason,
have you got to reveal that?
Stairs.
You shouldn't have to reveal that.
Sorry, there were a range of.
They were all from one man, but.
There are a range of questions provided to us by a range of listeners, and we've filtered them down to these final few besties.
Yeah, exactly.
Stairsy asks us, did we make any impulse squad additions over the Christmas break or in the period of congestion? I know I did.
Who did you do?
Take us through yours then.
Impulse brought in Rooney on the back of... reasonable form, and he's done nothing for me since.
Exactly what I did.
And he has now been injured or out for other reasons. Yeah, so not
exactly
playing.
What I did. I took Kane out and Richarlison, who I'd also got fed up with, replaced him with De Bruyne and Rooney, who, as you say, had been in really good form up to that point. And Rooney proceeded to score nothing. De Bruyne scored twos and threes. Meanwhile, Kane was getting busy scoring hat-tricks.
Yep.
Ah, so annoying.
Baker, any impulse purchases from you?
No, I was pretty consistent, actually. I was okay. The only disappointment over the festive period was my Kane gamble, same as you two.
Yeah.
Any other questions, Mitch?
Yes, several. I'll keep going.
Just maybe pick the best one.
Okay, I'll just pick one. This one says... player fatigue and fixture congestion. I think I know where Mitch stands on this, but I'd like to hear you give the overpaid snowflakes a right going over with tales of what real pain is like in the real world. Do you think we've done enough of that already?
Yep.
Yeah.
What does he mean by... what was it? Snowflakes?
Snowflake footballers.
Right.
Overpaid. Yeah. We have to work through Christmas. Well, I had to work through Christmas.
I've been off since mid-December, but carry on. I haven't been getting paid.
This one. We'll finish with this one. So this is from one of the members of our league who's asking, what do we think of new league joiners, especially when they come armed with a massive fucking points haul?
Good point. So your man, Ian, what was his face?
Ian Grant.
When did he join us?
He joined mid-December.
Mid-December. Swans in.
But on, he's below me in the league.
Oh, okay. No, it was just December that he's at. Okay.
Dave Marriott, he swanned in with a shitload as well, didn't he?
Yeah.
Right wing Gillingham third. Dave Marriott has come in with 1,276 points.
For legal reasons, I'd like to point out that when he was at school, David Marriott played on the right wing for his school.
Very well done.
You sure it wasn't the left?
Definitely not the left wing.
No, definitely
he's
the right
footer.
Most definitely the right. Was he inside right or far right?
I think always took the corners on the right.
Boots covered in white paint.
Yeah, I think he also voted for UKIP. Oh. Oh dear.
For legal reasons, that's
pure. But I think that's fine. I think so. We have a rule in our Manager of the Month for anyone who's thinking of joining us. We have a rule in our Manager of the Month that you have to have a full month
before
you can compete. But overall, I think everyone welcome. I don't mind. Yeah,
absolutely. The more the merrier. So we're very soon, I believe, when you get to 50, which we've never had before, when you get to 50, I believe we'll have a second page.
Oh, lovely.
Because I know there are. I know there are.
I must confess, yes. Jay, I was hoping for a slightly more exciting payoff than that. When we reach 50, I thought you were about to say
we all get blozzers from.
We get some kind of status with the FPL, and we go into some other group.
We have to have a second page.
We get a video message from De Poitre.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Which I'd love.
I'll see if I can arrange it. So, yeah, basically, if about 10 more people join, Mitch, you'll be on page 2 of the table.
That should be an incentive for anyone
to
go on Twitter and find our link to join our league. Please do it.
If there's anything more likely to make me spunk a wild card, it's that. Do I get sorry? Here's a little bit of in a new feature of the program called Mitch's Naivety. Do I only get a new wild card? Do I get any other chips for the second half of the season?
No.
I don't get another free hit or anything, do
all
I?
All the ones, no, just the ones you started with, I'm afraid, mate.
No, so it's just an extra
wild card.
Wild card
is the only one that you get two of, yeah. Yep. So should we look ahead to the fixtures?
Yeah, let's look ahead. So, Mitch, don't forget it's FA Cup this week, so call your boots with your two transfers.
Yes, will do, thank you.
10 days from now, Saturday the 13th is the next fixture.
Capiche, gotcha.
And there are there's no lunchtime game either, so you've probably got... I can see now you've got until 2 o'clock on that Saturday. So, yes, definitely wait for any FA Cup injuries to happen. Have you got your expensive watch on again? You can hear it, can't you?
That was my wedding ring.
Why? Why is it hitting? China. Why is it hitting crockery?
It's not crockery. I've got a metal arm to my executive chair.
Stop fucking hitting it.
So if we look at the fixtures. So as I said, the lowest average.
He's got a bracelet on it. He's dangling.
It's not a bracelet. I'm not a spiv.
Sovereign.
Oh, man.
So if we look at the lowest average FDR rating over the next few game weeks, we've got Brighton. So what options does that give us? So in nets, that gives us Ryan, if you fancy a clean sheet. Duffy and Dunk are the two centre-halves. Bruno is the long-standing... fullback, they're your options there, really.
No, and thanks.
No.
Then although they're away at West Brom, but...
Gross and Knockart in midfield. And Gross is not doing too bad in his competition versus
where
do we, De Bruyne.
What is De Bruyne on these days? What
I think he's 120.
And what's Gross on now?
101.
Okay, I'm afraid KDB's on 137.
Oh, must have got a few points in the last month.
Just the 12 last game week.
Maybe, unlike Gross. At least that wage is looking good from my point of view anyway.
Yeah, I think so, mate. And then, so Gross and Knockart in midfield and Murray up front really are your only options. Mm. Not tickling your fancy, Jay?
No.
Is it a South Coast bias because you've got Bournemouth as your second team? You
not
fucking hate Brighton and Hove Albion?
I definitely don't.
Mitch?
Not as much as Palace fans do.
Oh, they do,
don't
they?
Cool.
And Mitch, any Brighton players taking your fancy, mate?
Now, I can't quite remember, but I do have one that's got a stripy shirt in my side, which is De Poitre. Is he Brighton or is he Huddersfield?
No, that's Huddersfield.
Oh, okay. No Brighton players take my fancy. Although I think I read something about their keeper who seems to be scoring quite well. What's his name? Is it Ryan?
Yeah, Matt Ryan.
Yeah,
he's decent. Decent and cheap. There you go.
So what are their games coming up?
I haven't got them in front of me.
All right. They're away at West Brom. Then home to Chelsea.
Yeah, but then you start getting
away
into...
away at Southampton. No doubt Stuart will be keen to talk about Saints' current form.
Home against West
when
Ham.
When he comes on. Yeah, I'd steer clear of Brighton, to be honest.
Brighton, Southampton, there'll be violence at that.
Away at Stoke. Oh, these are all FDR2s, you see. It's only that Chelsea game.
The Chelsea one, maybe, yeah.
So the other team with the lowest average is West Ham. So who do you fancy in West Ham? We've got Adrian.
Yep.
In the back, you've got...
Can we call him Adrian, please?
We can call him Adrian.
All right, thanks.
Adrian is his name.
R-Aid.
So A-D. Then at the back, you've got Cresswell, Zabaleta, Ogbonna.
I think there's quite a few good choices from West Ham, personally. I think Arnautovic is a good shout. Lanzini.
Yeah, a lot of people have gone for Arnautovic, and quite rightly so, the last couple of game weeks he's got a couple of
even
goals.
Even Carroll in the short term.
Yeah.
Although he tends to explode with a couple of goals and then nothing, doesn't he?
Yeah, so I think nothing.
So
this is one of those game weeks where I think it looks like there's lots of evenly matched games.
You say that every week.
No, I don't every week. Every third week, I reckon.
Arsenal will surely get a hatful at Bournemouth.
I think the ones that don't look evenly matched are, you're right, Bournemouth, Arsenal, Man United, Stoke. That's it. The others, I think, could go anywhere.
All the rest of the knife edge. I tell you what, Chelsea, Leicester will be a good game.
I think it will. Yeah.
Yeah.
Has Mark Hughes been fired yet?
Must be a matter of time.
They want to get a new manager in for that Man United.
I think Stoke.
Game,
I think Stoke could go down.
Yeah, they've had it.
I think they're done. I can't help but think Swansea are the same, I'm afraid.
Really? We've won one in our last two.
in form.
Yeah, we are.
Something I meant to ask you.
Where do you want us to stand? Like, you can't.
What? No, I think we can still do it. Yeah, I think the likes of West Brom, the likes of Stoke, I think they're all really, really struggling. I don't think Newcastle, Brighton and Hove Albion can keep their positions in the table. I still think we've got a cracking chance. You win three or four games.
You're 4 points adrift.
Yep.
West Ham have got a game in hand. They're on 21.
Mm.
So I think Stoke are fucked. I think it might be as it stands now. I think Swansea, West Brom and Stoke are all fucked.
You don't think Saints are fucked?
Saints might be a bit fucked. But I think West Ham, hopefully Bournemouth, I think Palace, Newcastle, Brighton. I think they've all got enough to stay out of it.
I don't think...
Huddersfield.
I know they're
all the way up there, but it's not that many points.
Everyone from Watford downwards.
Yeah, I think Huddersfield could get dragged into it.
Watford as well. But... Watford in free fall. They, you know, if they only win three more games this season, I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah.
And that won't get them to 38 points.
I just don't see Swansea, West Brom or Stoke outscoring any of those sides.
We're a decent side. If we keep hold of Mawson...
You're biased. Well, I'm a bit biased.
We're a decent side. We're just lacking confidence.
Just lacking confidence.
And a decent
attacking
midfielder.
Talk us through your new manager quickly. Who is your new manager?
Big Carlos.
Who is he?
Does
he come from the Championship?
He's a failed Championship manager.
Right, well, he should be the man for the job. That'll work out well then.
Recently sacked from Sheffield Wednesday.
Why did they sack him?
Because they were shit this season. So he got them to the playoffs last two seasons, two seasons in a row. Plays nice football. Portuguese fella. He's got four Portuguese as his background.
They're hoping he can get a tune out of Renato Sanchez. Is that what it's all about? I'm struggling to see why they've hired him. It's just the penny just dropped.
I think we went for the bargain basement option.
Can you talk to this fellow over here? He signed from Bayern Munich. He's supposed to be quite good, but we can't get anything out of him.
He's incredibly overweight.
Yeah.
You speak the lingo. Go on.
Can you tell him what the Portuguese for diet is? Discipline.
I did hear. I did watch a game over the Christmas break, Baco. I watched Swansea against Liverpool, or Liverpool Swansea, whichever way around it was. It was at Anfield, wasn't it?
We didn't play badly.
Well done.
It wasn't a great result, was it? But one of the commentators was saying that, in spite of Swansea's position, they're playing nice football, or at least continuing to try and play good football rather than, you know, disappearing up their own arses and hoofing the ball up front. So maybe there is a chance for them if they play nice football, but 5-0 defeats aren't going to get them too far, are they? I had a question for you.
Yeah, we got unlucky that game with the injury to Bonny.
Right.
He was just coming back into form. So if we get a good run out of Bonny...
He's just about to score back-to-back hat-trick.
I was going to ask you, Baker, about the Swans-Tottenham game. When Kane didn't play, did Llorente get booed?
He certainly got booed when he was clearly offside for his goal.
He was offside.
Right.
He didn't celebrate, though, to be fair.
He didn't celebrate. He didn't get booed, no. He was fine. He's a good lever, is he? He's a good lever.
He was respectful.
Yeah, no problem. And he played really well for us last season.
So. Good couple of feet offside, though. Clear offside.
Yeah, he got the run on Fernandez and was offside.
Yeah. If you're Llorente... Would you be looking back at your move thinking, I might now be more wealthy, but it wasn't a great move? Because he's barely played, has he?
No, he's played four or five Champions League games as well.
Hardly.
Was he? Okay.
Yeah.
But at least he's not getting fucking relegated.
With the clause in the contract that reduces your salary as you go down.
Exactly.
Not just in Football Manager.
So, probably not a terrible move.
Anything tickling your fancy in game week 23,
John? Let's have a look. I mean, Paul Pogba is one. I mean, you've got to look at that fixture. I don't know. Obviously, we've got a couple more weeks for Lukaku to potentially be back. What's the prognosis for him? Do we know?
I think he's out for at least a month.
Is he?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I don't know. But old Tony Marshall scored again the other day, took his goal ever so well. You've got Tony Marshall, you've got Lingard. And Pogba. I'd be looking at one of those three.
He always
I think.
Strikes me as lackadaisical when I watch him. He doesn't seem to be giving 100%.
Do you think?
Yeah.
Doesn't look hungry. He looks as though he's mucking about.
I've definitely seen him look very hungry, but then I have to admit I've barely seen any football over the whole Christmas period.
I've also seen Renato Sanchez look very hungry as well.
Wasn't on a fucking football field, by the way.
It was in Rossi's chip shop opposite the Liberty after training.
Harry Ramsden's. Right, I think we're going to have to wrap it up, gents.
Oh.
We're running long. Wayne's got to go and play football.
It was a great idea to do this impromptu.
Yeah, nice to do it in person, Baker.
Yeah, it's lovely to be here. Yeah. I'm going to see the magic of post-production in a minute, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
For about a minute until I go home.
Before you fuck off.
To watch as much of the second half as you can.
Yeah.
I'll be watching it whilst watching post-production, yeah. I think you'll find.
So basically just listening to the click of a mouse.
Yes.
Whilst in the same room and as post-production.
With John and going, look, I'm just syncing up these tracks. And I'll be like,
And muttering weird. Under his breath, fucking chinking on that crockery and that fucking shit.
Mitch and his bracelets. Multiple bracelets.
Not bracelets.
Okay, gents, well, thanks very much for your time. All the best for the remainder of this double game week.
Thank you so much.
Mitch has got no interest in the remainder of this double game week.
No, none at all.
How many players have you got playing tomorrow night?
Four.
And I've got six, so fingers crossed some magic happens.
Indeed. Good luck to you.
Right, okay, boys. Until next time, good night.
Cheerio.
Cue the music.